Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Please! Now! I have a very serious question. Is it considered inappropriate?
Yes.
Or wrong or desperate for a female to slide into a male's DMs?
Well, considering that the social norm is that, you know, men do the chasing, you could say yes. But honestly, these are the type of methods that, you know, most women are going to have to employ because men are walking away. You're not worth it. Now, here's the thing. What are the chances that she slid in the DMs of a guy on her physical level?
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
Zero. You've already made up your mind.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say slim to none. She slid into Long Stick Rick and Long John Ron's DMs. So I got a feeling she's going to be disappointed with, you know, what follows. And only you can really truly answer if you're desperate or not.
Oh, I think we both know the answer to that.
So curious what people think about this. I personally have no issue with that. I don't think it makes a girl desperate. I don't think that it makes her wrong. But I'm very curious, especially if you're a guy watching this, let me know what you think if a girl slides into your DMs, but just let me know in general what your thoughts are on that.
Why don't you back the shit off, all right? And stop with the Inquisition.
Most guys would love it if it's an attractive woman. And honestly, even if it's not an attractive woman, the average guy doesn't get much attention from women, so he would still probably love it and appreciate the validation from the opposite sex. But I want to touch on something real quick. I noticed that you were drinking out of a McDonald's cup. If you lay off the McDonald's, you might have a higher chance of Chad responding to one of your messages. Just a fun little tip.
Aw, that was uncalled for.
I'm going to go ahead and say that dating apps are out for 2024. We're done. We did it. We tried it. I think it was a very millennial thing. And a good percentage of you guys were lucky and successful and I think are happily married. Congrats. But for the rest of us that were kind of left behind, the ones that didn't work out with, you know, I think we need to put it to bed.
It actually would have been a lot easier for me to just suck a dick and shut the fuck up.
You're not putting date naps to bed. Date naps are putting you to bed. Any woman who has genuine intentions and realistic standards are going to clean up on date naps. Well, not clean up. They're going to find their mate really quickly. But let's be honest. Usually the good women don't ever have to get on date naps because they find their life partner and husband in high school or college. But the ones who did slip through the cracks and they genuinely are good people, maybe she's just a little shy or maybe she doesn't get out much, whatever. Oh, they're going to find a husband within 3 months max. And I'm talking about max. You're fucked up. So it doesn't matter what avenue you meet men, it's not going to work out. The library isn't going to work out. The church isn't going to work out. You know what I mean? Home Depot isn't going to work out. Lowe's isn't going to work out. You need to do the self-work.
Message!
I think we need to, not literally, I think we need to put it to rest. Delete all of them out. I recently re-downloaded Hinge, okay? And I'm just kind of curious. See what's out there. It's the same people. It's the same people. We're all still there.
All y'all do the same shit, whether if you were some homeless shit trying to dig cigarettes out of a trash can or you living in the White House.
So what does that tell you? How old does this woman look? This woman looks 46. You had, what, over 20 years to figure something out. Focus on knitting. Focus on building meaningful relationships with your friends and family. Get a pet. You know, start a farm. I don't know. Leave men the fuck alone. All you're going to do is ruin some good guy's life.
So I think we try something new this year. Maybe talking to people in real life, meeting people, doing things that you love, and you meet someone who has the same hobby as
you.
No. That would be cute. But the dating app, not in 2024. Not for me. You will not see me on there.
It would be incredibly difficult for her to even begin to keep up with decency in a relationship.
So in January of 2024, I decided to put myself out there and go on a bunch of Hinge dates. So I went on 9 dates, most of which happened within a 2-week period of time.
You're putting yourself out there and the world is now judging you.
And it was with 5 different guys. So with some of them, I had some second dates. And with one of them, I had 3 dates. So the reason why I did this was because I finally decided that I needed to give more people an opportunity to meet me, because I had been swiping on the dating apps, but like, I was so picky about who I was actually going to meet.
The crazy thing is, a lot of these mid women actually do get opportunities with, you know, guys who are above them, but they're literally looking for Mr. Perfect. Mid women will toss out tall, handsome, you know, successful guys with good personalities because she doesn't like his dressing style. They're spoiled with options. But it's all going to catch up with her when the wrinkles start coming in.
Which I do feel like is something that you need to be a little more picky about in general if you want to meet quality people. But I think I also wasn't putting myself out there to actually go and have dates with people. So I actually decided to say yes to, I think, all or most of the dates and showed up to them.
Now look, as picky as she is, I'm sure she met some guys who met all her requirements, but they didn't pick her. But she ain't gonna dive into that, I bet. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. Met a lot of really cool, interesting people, and they had a good vibe to them, but I'm a pretty good conversationalist, at least I think in dating, so I can carry the conversation pretty well myself. I feel like a good connection based off of good conversation is not necessarily what I'm looking for in a partner. So I went on all these dates, and I was able to find what I actually wanted.
Why is you lying to me?
I think in the past I thought I really wanted an extroverted man because I'm introvert, I'm an ambivert, but I'm more, I feel like, extroverted in my personality sometimes, and so I need somebody who can pace me.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial, you could shut the f*** up!
I'm looking at her background and it's a complete mess. And they say a messy home is evidence of a messy mind, and I kind of agree. I highly doubt this woman would make a good girlfriend. I just want to throw that out there. Don't let the Asian features fool you, fellas. There's nothing traditional about this woman. Just plow, chang, pow, and then get the fuck out of there.
Just like two people that are going so fast, and we just keep talking, and sometimes I feel like I come out of those conversations not actually learning anything about the other person because we're just talking so much that there's no time to process anything, and it's almost difficult to even process that later on, like, even after you get home and you're thinking about it. So I think I actually like introverted men or men who are...
You don't want to be like this.
...and have a slower pace.
This is disgusting.
And I didn't really know that
this is awful
until
in every
I went
way.
On these dates. But I think that this is your sign to go on dates with people who may not usually be your type.
I like that piece of advice, but I can't take this woman talking anymore. She's going to overanalyze everything and she's going to talk herself out of a relationship. She's probably gonna end up single for the rest of her life. But yeah, I can't take this anymore, guys. I'll spare you.
You're a good man.
You're hoping to find love in 2024. Here is something I wish I understood sooner. Every single desired characteristic that you want in your partner will also come with a consequence. Let me give you some examples. Let's say you want your partner to be really good looking, like conventionally attractive, have the body, everything. Guess what happens to people who are that conventionally attractive? They get a lot of attention from the opposite sex.
Wow. What? Oh my God. Word.
That should be a fucking duh. Like, that should be common sense. Why isn't that common sense? But here's the thing. The women who want a man who's so conventionally attractive are usually sixes with no makeup and stuff. So I don't understand how they make it make sense in their mind that they deserve a super attractive man, or they can just ask for one and get it. It's the entitlement that society and their fathers instilled in them. Or it's because, you know, those tall, hot Chads and Tyrones are hitting with the nightstick, and that make them believe they can actually get a relationship with one of those type of guys.
That's stupid!
Hey folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience to stand on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
Want to date a really attractive person, you're just going to have to deal with people hitting on your partner in front of you, maybe even. Are you jealous? Do you trust them? That is something you're going to have to figure out. Or maybe you want a partner with a really solid body, like very little body fat, has the abs, has the biceps, or maybe she's just super thin. That individual is going to have a very rigid diet. No spontaneous trips to a nice restaurant. They're not going to snack with you.
Well, yeah, women want all the positives of something and none of the negatives. And that's why they're always dissatisfied, disappointed, and unhappy. Well, one of the many, many, many reasons. And by the time they realize life doesn't work like that, it's too late and they're completely ruined, unfortunately.
They are going to meal prep and they're going to spend time on that. They're going to be hitting the gym. That is a goal of theirs. And that will come at the expense of their time and their energy and their attention. You want a guy who's really ambitious and has a thriving career and an upward trajectory? Guess what? He's going to be working a lot. He's not going to call or text you all the time. He's not going to have time every night to go hang out. You will have to be very specific when you plan things. You may have to plan things with an assistant.
I commend this woman for trying to give younger chicks game, but she didn't figure this out until those grades start coming in.
How convenient is that? Wow. How convenient is fucking that?
But younger women aren't gonna, you know, take heed to this. They don't want to hear it. They want what they want, when they want, how they want. And they're not willing to hear any other opinion on it until their looks start to fade. Kind of like you did.
Bitch, I see what you did there. I know.
Guys, like, if I'm merging into your lane and you choose to speed up, I will be merging onto your lane regardless. If you're there, I do not care. I will be merging on. We can both get new cars.
You know that anger you get when you deal with, like, a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women. I truly do.
I know it's supposed to be a joke, but I've actually been in cars with women who say stuff like this. I'll be like, oh, watch out. They was about to, you know, cut over. Whatever. If they hit my car, they just hit my car. I don't care. I was doing what I was supposed to do. So wait, you cool with getting in an accident just to be stubborn? Like, come on. That don't even make sense. Look, this is why women need men. I would put common sense first on a list of why women need men.
Hey, you'll walk out again.
I am.
There you go. Click the
bird. You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.